afraid to try it here tonight. These boys say we have plenty of time, so we're not going to do gospel numbers yet. We've got some lined up for you. That's it. Uncle Penn. Oh, boy. I got to tell you a little story about Uncle Penn. You know, I used to work for Bill Monroe back in the early 60s. I was his lead singer and guitar player, you know. And so, of course, he had had that number out quite a while before I ever came along. But if you played with Bill Monroe, you had to learn Uncle Penn. Well, I learned it. We did it every night, you know. That was one of his famous numbers, along with Blue Moon of Kentucky. And I traced her little footprints in the snow, you know, all those good numbers. And so I'd done that Uncle Penn so much, I got sick of it. So I haven't done it since 1963. No, I may have done it since then, but only in my dreams, probably. Or Nightmare, yeah. Bluegrass Country. Hey, that's a pretty good song. That Bluegrass Country, that's a pretty good song. I thought, yeah. You know, we got in the studio back in those days. We recorded in Ricky Skaggs' studio because when he got off the road with country music, he got a bluegrass band. And also got a studio, and we didn't have a studio, so we recorded a lot there, you know. And this lady from out in Texas gave us this song, or we I don't know how we come by the song, but it's entitled Bluegrass Country. So we wanted to record that song, and Ricky happened to walk in the studio, and I said, you know what? We can't represent this song because we're not from Kentucky, except that fiddle player. Of course, that don't count. No, he is. But I thought, well, you know, I'll get Ricky to sing it with me, you know, because he is a real Kentuckian, that guy. So he said, I'm not used to singing tenor. I've been singing this country stuff, and it's slow and low, you know. No, I said, I want you to sing tenor with me on this. You know? So he did, and he's on the record. But let's see here. Now, I've talked myself into something that I'm not too sure of. Oh, no cable. Oh, I don't need this thing. How about that? I'll just throw it away. He said I don't need it. But the lady, now, what's the lady's name? Virginia Walker from out in Texas. Cindy Walker, that's right, Cindy Walker. And she has written a lot of great big country hits, you know, for like folks like Ernest Tubb and the old guy with that Western band out there, I forget his name, but anyway. Ray Charles, he said. He's not a country singer. But he did, he recorded some of her songs. But this is here now, the all foolishness aside. We're going to try to sing this for you.